corruption occurs when someone is serving in a public office and seeking personal financial gain or advantages that they wouldn't have without that office. It also happens when they're abusing that office and being dishonest with the services they're providing their constituents.
Your report found that Florida is facing a corruption crisis and that there was an upward trend towards more federal public corruption convictions between 2000 and 2010. What are some of the findings that you came across?
Yeah, we found Florida since 1999 has led the country five times in the number of total federal public corruption convictions. And we're a large state, and it could mean that our federal law enforcement investigators and federal courts are doing a great job. But when we look at other large states, you know, Texas and California only led the country three times each in that time period. We also don't have state ethics law enforcement officers on the beat. Our ethics commission is one of less than 20 states in the country without the ability to self-initiate their own investigation. So essentially we have a good job being done by federal law enforcement officers to crack down on corruption in Florida. We still lead the country, and if we led the country in murder, that would be a problem. And we lead the country in corruption. But at the state level, we essentially have like a speeding limit, but no one to check for speeders. That's how we do state and local level ethics law enforcement in Florida.
What do you mean by that?
30 other states have ethics commissions with the ability to self-initiate, self-start their own investigations. In Florida, our commission on ethics has to wait for the public, a citizen, to file a legally sufficient complaint. And we're down to just 169 complaints in 2011. So we know at the federal law level we're leading the country in corruption, but we can't even tell how bad the problem might be at the state and local level because that tool is not in place. It was the Florida Commission on Ethics put it on their agenda again this year for the legislative session for the governor to look at having that authority to start their own investigations. Integrity Florida's research supports that, but it's time for bold leadership from the governor and the legislature to put those state ethics law enforcement officers on the beat.
So I want to throw to Bill Cotterell and John Kennedy, both the Tallahassee journalists. I wonder, both Bill and John, are there any examples of this federal corruption convictions that stand out for you as journalists that have gotten the public's attention over the last 10 years?
Well, in Palm Beach County, the county that my paper is based, we had four county commissioners plead guilty to corruption charges over 4 years that ended in 2010. I mean, that's a remarkable number, more than half the county commission. And I think we've seen just episodes of it in Tallahassee as well during the course of the last few years. We had a House Speaker step down, first time ever in Florida history, just a couple of years ago for budget shenanigans. Tucking in
that was Ray Sansom.
That's right, yeah, Ray Sansom, tucking into the state budget funding for a college in the panhandle that later gave him a six-figure job. Those kind of episodes, I mean, the Sansom case was remarkable, but we have legislators all the time being accused of ethics violations, going before the commission, sometimes, you know, reaching a settlement or being found guilty of a charge. And the punishment, punishment to some degree is it's sort of colonial. You know, it's like you're put in the stocks, you know, as far as you get a newspaper story on page 3B or something like that. And that's pretty much the extent of the punishment. And whether that's really working as a deterrent, that's up to others to consider at this point, I guess. But just this past week, we had a state senator withdraw his candidacy for re-election because, he had pled guilty to an ethics charge earlier this year in which he had failed to disclose a $500,000 gift that had been given to his wife that was used to buy a house. And that charge kind of dogging him, I think, led him to in part to decide to not seek re-election. But, the examples are pretty much myriad.